ladies and gentlemen, please. We have a major break in the case. We recovered the burglar's handkerchief from one of the crime scenes. Now, one sniff of this baby, and our tracking dog will be hot on his trail. Gosh, look at me. I'm sweating like a pig here. Oh, oh man. That's better. All right, get the scent, boy. Come on, get the scent. Now, get him! Oh, my jugular! Oh, any questions?
Hello and welcome to Put It in H, a Die Hard Simpsons podcast. My name is Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the hell are you?
Terry, I am very, very well. And how are you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it.
Glad to hear it.
Well,
I'm out of stuff to talk about, so...
We'll see you.
We are, of course, recording live to tape from our new studio headquarters.
Yes, sir. I don't know if you noticed, there's a few extra foam panels on the wall since last time.
And
an unopened box behind you that my jacket is resting on that has even more foam.
Oh.
When I listened back to the audio of the last one...
Would you say you're foaming at the mount?
Say it. We need the sound button. I found the audio, I thought the audio sounded better, but I had to keep checking myself because I kept moving away from the mic. So, you know, I kept just going, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, much.
But I would be interested to know what the fans thought.
I got a bit of feedback from regular listeners, and they said it sounded much better.
Really? Yeah. Excellent. Yeah.
Cool. So, and I think, like we talked about before, there's always a better flow when... There's not a lag or a delay, you know.
When it's face to face,
in person,
and not to mention these mics. I turned them on up full whack, and I had the headphones in. I don't know if I mentioned it the last one. Like I could hear the receptionist chewing her food outside this room. That's how loud it was. So it was almost like having a suit. Like I almost want to sit in here and just.
It's a great movie. It's a great movie called The Conversation, Cantwell, that you should watch. Oh. It's about a guy that bugs people for a living.
I think I'd like it.
He's just there with his cans on, listening. Gene Hackman.
That's not what that sinister looking kid thing was.
No, that's Rear Window.
Oh, of course.
And I can't wait to talk about that episode next year.
I thought it's not really news, but
Is news though.
Oh, okay. Well, let me hit you with mine first. I seen during the week that our much beloved Frinkiac.com was down, and it was changed to like Monitron, Morbitron. I don't know, but it was like Frinkiac is basically the go-to source for Simpsons screen grabs.
Oh.
Any of our episodes, I've gone straight to Frinkiac. Any of the GIFs on Twitter, straight from Frinkiac. Any of the Irish Simpsons fans, they get everything from
Frinkiac. Did it? Is that where they get them from?
It's got everything. If you just type in the quote from that scene, it'll have the screen and it'll have, you know, you can make a GIF out of it.
Pardon my ignorance. I'm just a Google image search kind of guy.
And you can make the memes. It has the official Simpsons font and everything.
Wow.
So it's just got everything. Every single Simpsons second it has on it, and it's easily searchable. But it was changed to Futurama one the other day. And
ooh.
I was like, bollocks. Because I'm like, what am I going to do now? Am I going to...
Is it back?
Now it seems to be back, because I put a GIF today. I was like, oh, I'll search and just see what happens. And I was like, oh, it's back. And so I had the GIF from this episode of Homer and Skinner.
I like that they changed it up to a bit of Futurama there.
Yeah, but I mean, just do a separate one.
Yeah, like, do, yeah.
You know, it was all over sort of Twitter. It's like, Frinkiac is down or Frinkiac is gone.
Speaking of stuff that was all over Twitter, last week or 2 weeks ago, Simpsons controversy as they have pulled the Michael Jackson episode from syndication. We did not talk about it on mic, but we've talked about it because I've been bombarding you with harassing WhatsApp messages.
I have seen I've seen about most of the...
It's hard watching. The second one is a lot harder as well.
Like, well, that was it. Like, I watched the first like 45 minutes of it. And I was like, alright, I'll come back to it. But then every time I'm like, do I want to go back to this world? Like,
yeah, it's not
pedophilic great. World, and I can watch some comedy or something.
Yeah,
like,
exactly, you know? That. Like, It's just kind of weird that, like, and like in the office, say some woman came in the next day after watching the first one, like, don't believe a word of it. And I was like, why do you believe, say, like the women talking about R. Kelly abuse? Is it just because you've such fond memories of Michael Jackson?
But it's music.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like, you can definitely say, we've talked about this before, the art from the artist. Like, you can just say, well, he was a fucking monster or whatever, but some of the best music ever came out of him. It's the sort of, you know, you're not a bad person for enjoying his music, but like, he's a fucking messed up guy. And
what, let me ask you before I give my 2 cents,
I know your 2 bloody cents,
what's your opinion on it, on them pulling the Michael Jackson episode from the Simpsons?
I think it's pure like politics or whatever, like, you know,
they're very happy to cover themselves,
absolutely, like, you know, it's it has nothing to do with him. Like, he's not, you know, it's his voice of a giant white guy that's like the, like, it's not like Michael Jackson is in the episode himself.
He even brought weirdness to that.
Yeah,
that he couldn't,
like, obviously the, but like the name is used so much that, you know, that's that's the joke.
Yeah,
you know, that it's like he thinks he's Michael Jackson. Yeah, it's his voice, whatever. Yeah. But like, they obviously just don't want any of that stank.
Yeah.
On it, and I like, you know, I can understand it.
They're, see, I can understand that, but I'm generally not a big fan of, like, you know, what's the word, post censorship.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, if something happened, especially like what, like, 30 years ago, like, I mean, I was of you know, I can see why they did it. And I was talking to my fiance about this. I don't know why, I was talking to her about it, and she was very much of the opinion, yeah, fuck them, like. You know, get rid of, like, if all he's got is his art, take that from him as well. Ooh, you know, like,
interesting.
She was both barrels.
Wow, interesting.
I was more of you know, like, look.
Well, you're a huge Michael Jackson fan.
I am a huge fan of his music.
Cards on the table.
Personally, not so much. But
now it's not so much. During that trial, let me tell you, you were almost up there on the stand as a character witness.
I respect the American penal system.
Nice use of the word.
I know.
Penal,
I was thinking
there.
That too. I could have phrased it better. See, and as well, it's not that I don't believe the people in the. I'm not saying I don't believe them, but I mean, I wouldn't be like, well, that proves it.
No,
you know,
I know.
What I mean, like, it's not that I don't believe them, but it's not like. I don't even know. I feel like
I know what you're saying. Like, how did they not? How did they not get it right the first time around? And it is,
how did
but
it
like,
all come out now?
You hear about, like, when the parents are talking about it, and so I can actually, like, hearing them talk about how they were, like, in this awe of this huge
You would be. It's like, Michael Jackson's in your house, like.
You can kind of understand how they're like, the parents are, Jesus Christ, they never should have let, and I was like, but, like, he gives off this sort of, like, like, unthreatening.
You wouldn't have thought it at the time.
Yeah, looking back, I say 2020, like, Jesus, like, looking at some of the videos, like, oh my God, like, how did, like, what the hell? Like, what was the collective world thinking?
I know,
But
I
very
think,
weird.
But I think, I mean, fair enough, The Simpsons were always going to pull it. I mean, they pulled Mr. Burns saying, damn you, paparazzo.
Absolutely.
Because Diana died. Like, what? Someone's going to say, The Simpsons hate Princess Diana. There's no need on certain things.
But I just wanted to get that bit of housekeeping out of the way. Look, I can see why they did it. And it's obvious, like, it's news, so we will cover it. But at the same time, you know. It's a shame because there's some good stuff in that episode.
It's just a shame.
I really like the stuff about that episode. That I really like is the kind of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest vibe when he's in the whole thing. Like, I really like that part of it. And like, you're not going to see that again.
And that was peak Simpsons. Yeah. Some people would argue.
Harry Shearer would certainly argue. Show went downhill after season 4.
Unbelievable.
What are you even doing this podcast for, man? Let's unplug. What are we going to be talking about today, Andy, anyway?
Today, Terry, we're going to be talking about Season 5, Episode 10, 11.
It's right in front of you, just read it.
Episode 11, Homer the Vigilante. It aired, if you're asking, Terry, on January 6th, 1994. I will hit you with some facts and or trivia. It had a Nielsen rating of 12.2, equivalent to approximately 11.5 million viewing households, and was the highest rated show on Fox that week. It received mostly positive reviews from critics, the authors of our favourite book. I'm not going to name the full title, but they thought it was a bit lacking in focus, but contained a number of satisfying set pieces, and displays Wiggum at his all-time most useless, which I think is pretty fairly spot on. It was written by John Swartzwelder, so there's a seal of approval right there.
Directed, I think it shows.
Yes, directed by Jim Reardon, and guest starring Sam Neill, of course. And apparently Sam Neill was really game and did a terrific job, according to David Merkin. And Sam Neill considers recording this episode to be a high point of his career.
Yes.
And he was in Jurassic Park. Yeah. So, you know. he was... yeah, that's all I've got, Terry.
Yeah, I mean, that was the big thing that I wanted to talk about, that he refers it as a high point in his career.
I love that.
Yeah, and then me too, like, to be honest, like, really nice to sort of hear that, like, people were honored. Like, we talk about it all the time nowadays, but it's like you're just the flavor of the week, going on The Simpsons or whatever like that. But like,
Perez Hilton, Lisa.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, the only thing I could say is the, you know, his character of Molloy was based on a David Niven performance.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, from the the character Raffles. I'm reading this wrong. Raffles, probably, in a Gentleman Thief in 1939.
Oh, he was certainly a gentleman thief.
Anyway. Well, he certainly was, and I just love... Anyway, we'll get into it, but... man.
Yeah,
and, like, a nice little bit of trivia, that pictures of Fat Tony and Mrs. Bats, the babysitter Bart...
Oh yeah,
The babysitter bandit are like in the police station.
Oh, like wanted posters
or whatever. Yeah. Other than that, I'm ready to dive right in.
Me too.
Yeah. So, let me tell you right now. These openings, these last few like cold openings, almost like. It just sets the tone for this episode in particular so well.
They're like all asleep,
and like just the jazz when you see like
that
his
bass line.
Yeah, it's like when his feet just like appear, it's like doom 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 doom. You're like, oh, what's this? What is this? And there's so many great like visual gags.
Yeah.
Like there is like Bart with the TV.
Yeah, Lisa with the sax.
Yeah, well, Lisa with the sax is the best one. I think, you know, my only problem was that when, say, he comes in and he gives the dog.
Yeah.
The sausages, and then like he gives Homer the sausages.
Yeah,
but like when he gives the dog the sausages, the dog like sits down on the ground and starts eating them, and Homer just like stands up,
right,
and is eating them standing up. Like, and I was like, no, get him down because
like dog.
When he comes back down the stairs, the two of them are curled up in the exact same position.
Such a show.
Yeah, exactly.
See, like, I was thinking, like, as he's going through the house, I'm like, okay, fair enough, but like. And then I just step back for a second, like, he's going into the kids' room.
Yeah.
Like, he's taking off their blankets and he's taking their the stuff they've got. I was like, that's not okay.
Yeah, it's a cartoon.
I know, but I mean, just, this is what happened.
Yeah.
I remember thinking at the time, I was just like, oh,
jeez.
I might have to just woke up.
Yeah, well, that was the thing when he was like taking the thing off, Marge, like, and I was like, very.
That always stuck at me for whatever reason. Yeah. That
I love the indentations on her neck.
Yeah. Like,
so, and I'm gonna say this right off the top of the bat.
Ooh.
I've always hated Lisa in this episode. She's such like a little like
moany little SOB.
Yeah, and it would be the same because she's actually really selfish in the episode, and it kind of like straight away they get that across. I don't know if it's intentional or what's the story, but it's like when like Homer's basically, you know, they're talking about like her saxophone was taken, the TV. Marge's necklace, and like I do like the gag where Homer is like, that's no big loss, and she's like, it's an heirloom. I was like, don't you have a drawer full? I was like, but they're all heirlooms.
They're all heirlooms. Yeah.
But then when it's like Bart's stamp collection gets taken, and it's like, oh, they're all laughing, and like great gag when Nelson and like rings up and he's like, stamp collection.
I got a big laugh. Yeah. I love the fact that they mercilessly like just mock him, like they're pointing at him, you know, and then the phone rings inexplicably, stamp collection.
But then it's like Lisa, like, and she like said, it's like Bart's pain is funny but mine isn't. I was like, what, why is
absolute
that like
bitch.
Hold on a second there, like. But I, again, they follow up with another great gag where it's like, it was the only way my sex home was my one creative outlet, the only way I could express myself. And then Comer's like, shh, quiet, Lisa.
what happened to that bit though?
Was she saying like how her saxophone is the only way she can express herself?
Oh, she's
like, yeah, be quiet.
I didn't get that.
And then he left his calling card.
You've just been robbed by the Springfield cat burglar.
Cute. Yeah. You got your buddy Ned Flanders making an appearance.
And then I thought this was a bit weird, where he's like, "Hidely ho, neighborinos," and Homer's like, "Can't talk, robbed. Go hell."
I like that.
Go hell.
I originally thought it was go help, like all those years. Right. Yeah, it's like go hell. Yeah,
makes more sense.
Yeah, and the fact that like the burglar took his Shroud of Turin beach towel.
Yeah, I know. Now, still chirpy after getting robbed as well.
Yeah, but like when they start jumping around the city, like to all the other people affected.
Yeah,
it's like, well, it's actually only one really, but it's like, it's, I don't know, it always in my mind it felt like more, it was like Skinner's like, "Good Lord, my Storm and Norman commemorative plate stolen again." And I think it maybe just because it was like they've hit the Simpsons, they've hit Flanders, they've hit
Skinner, like, yeah, they, like, they hit Barney then,
you know. Oh yeah, yeah,
I thought I had more stuff than this.
How do you rate my Barney impression there, by the way?
I mean, it's not going to be a bit.
I mean, I'm talking to the master here. Yeah.
But I'd love, again, the next one. Again, I'm using the word I love a lot, but geez, right out of the gate, I was happy with a lot of this stuff. Where it was like, where Lisa asked if they're insured, and I was like, "How am I tell your child what you bought when I sent you to the town to get insurance?"
Curse you, magic beans.
Like, oh, stop blaming the beans.
They just look like they've been there for ages. But like, not growing.
I love that, like, Marge is sort of like spunky, or has like an attitude.
You were.
Yeah. Hello. And then when Homer rings the police, I love like little touches. He's like, "Are you sitting down? Good." I wish the report.
Like they're about to be shocked.
Yeah, it's like a robbery, right? Thanks for the report. Another one, Lou.
Now. It says 7:23 every week.
Ah, yes, yes, yes.
Pick up on that.
I did. Yeah,
so they still haven't nailed down the 7:42.
But they've the thing is, it was like...
They said 7:42.
Yeah,
right?
They have. It was like, what was the other one? 12? Like something in the episode where the babysitter...
Oh, yeah.
And then it was like 7:42, and now 7:23. Still haven't quite settled into that.
Somebody got fired for that one.
I'm going to get that on a t-shirt for you one of these days, Andy.
I love that.
I do like this where he's like, "Well, this doesn't seem any pattern yet, but if I take this one here and move it here..."
Just randomly
move these over there. "Hello, it almost looks like an arrow."
"Hey, look, Chief, it's pointing right here at the police station."
"Let's get out of here." Like, I love that, like...
He just moves them, like, there's no rhyme or reason. Yeah. He just put them in an arrow.
And then it's Kent Brockman and...
Terry, I will stop you right there. We have our first clip of the evening. We will play it and come back.
When cat burglaries start, can mass murders be far behind? This reporter isn't saying that the burglar is an inhuman monster like the Wolfman, but he very well could be. So, Professor, would you say it's time for everyone to panic?
Yes, I would, Kent.
I am always a fan of when it comes to Kent Brockman. I mean, it's very rarely not good when this one again. I mean,
we talked about it like in when we did the season whatever episode, Skinner's 12 or 13, Skinner's Sense of Snow. But like even then, it was still one of the better parts of the episode, even if it was not on the par of what it used to be.
Yeah,
so like,
it's still. They have a lot from that well.
Yeah, and I never appreciated him as a kid.
I never did.
But like, it's something about that, like,
it's cause
the archetype or whatever.
He's got
like,
such like contempt, I guess, for like, you know, even the last one, like, puts the blame squarely on you. And the fact that this guy just agrees with everything. Yes, I would.
See, and I love this character. I don't know where they brought him from. Like, but it was something that I used to do as a teenager or whatever. Like, people ask me, I was like, "Yes, I would, Kent. Would you like some ice cream?" "Yes, I would, Kent.
Yes, I would, Kent."
First of all, like, and they actually, that's something I wanted to mention in the trivia. David Merkin had said, like, the reason they wrote Kent Brockman's stuff, like, after home invasions, like, can mass murders be far behind? He's like, this reporter says yes. And he's like, he wrote it being like that because that's kind of what the state of, like, exaggerated news reporting was at the time. Like, you know,
he always asks questions and then answers them.
Yeah,
like, as well. Like, that's just what they do. This reporter says yes.
And next up, we have a little clip we played at the start of the episode, and I just love it. It's like the press conference here at Wigan. It's like, we have a major break in the case. We received the burglar's handkerchief from one of the crime scenes. One sniff of this baby and our tracking dog will be hot on his tail. Gosh, look at me. I'm sweating like a pig.
Like, the fact that he's like, he wipes under his hand. This is like, press conference is going on.
Get the sand boy. Now, kill him. And then, like, the dog attacking him. He's like, ah, oh, my jugular. Like, on the floor, into the crowd of journalists. They're all snapping, like, any questions?
As they're snapping away.
Yeah.
It's quality.
And then, I understand what the book was saying about it being a bit scattershot, but also, it's kind of really focused as well, because it is just the one story.
Yeah,
like,
it is, yeah.
But, like, it's jumping around all these different...
Quick fire. Yeah.
And, like, this one here, like, when they jump over to, like, Frink and, like, the house.
I love the concept. I mean, I love the fact that, you know, when he's talking about the house that grows legs and just runs down the street.
I love the noise. Yeah. Like, voot, 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 voot.
And the fact that, like, it falls on, like, one corner and then goes on fire. And then, like, you see, of course, later on that, like, that exact scenario happens with the house.
Well, the real humans are, like, won't burn so fast.
Quite so fast.
And then they're walking by, and it's like, it's a laser show. If you throw a rock at a house,
I would love that.
Yeah.
I would do that too.
Yeah. And of course, you get Otto, of course. Free laserium. And all the colors of the bow, man.
Well, I like the fact that it's Jasper.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, that, like, how like well he takes going blind again. He's like, my cataracts are gone. I can see. I was like, all the beauty of... No, I'm blind.
Yeah.
Like, he's still...
Easy come.
Yeah, he just carries on with his day. Yeah. Like, I quite like that.
Yeah. So now, I think... And this is maybe where we start to get a little bit more focused. And it's, you know, over to the retirement castle. And Grandpa is like... It's the cat burglar. Please don't kill me.
And they're like, of course it's him. Because it's like,
straight away, this guy
like, that we've never seen before. It was like, Abe, can I borrow your ointment? I can't do it.
I was going to ask you, could you do a Sam Neill?
Abe, can I borrow you? It's just me. You got one?
Homer, old friend. How are you?
That's better. I don't know why I didn't do the British accent, of course. Stupid. Actually, he's from New Zealand, isn't he?
Yeah, he's down under.
Oh, wow.
But he sounds very...
But it's like...
It's
like,
not strong. It's not strong. It is, like I say, if it's David Niven, he's based in it. It's British, like...
But it's almost like... What I like about this is that it's almost like a Columbo...
Yeah, episode. 100%.
Because it's like, you know... You see, the episode of Columbo, like, if it's starring Robert Redford,
Robert Redford is the bad guy. You know, like,
so it's this guy out of nowhere. Yeah. It's just like, oh, and he's dressed all in black.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I love the little, he's like, when he wants the ointment, he's like, this time clean off the applicator.
Yeah. And then, let me ask you something, Mr. Sucker.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what movie, or not what movie, but what... I guess time in history that a poo on the top of the quickie mark with the gun.
I'm assuming it was the LA riots.
Yeah, tell you what, I knew you knew he was. I was asking.
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Now, surely he would lose business by not letting anyone in. One cat burglar. Like, just keep your eye on people. Like, just don't let anyone in the store. Surely he's losing so much business.
It's good. It's a really good visual, though, I think. Like,
yeah.
And look, obviously. It'll come to it later on. The sound of a gun being discharged. So satisfying.
I know.
Homer's new family rules. Be home before dark. Make sure you're not followed. Lock all doors and windows.
And don't take candy from strangers.
They're only human.
Now, Terry, I'm going to stop you right here. Ooh. We'll let this little bitch take on the mantle.
Coming in hot there, Campbell.
Sound torture. We'll play it and come back.
All right, these are our new family security rules. Be home before dark, and make sure you're not followed. Lock all doors and windows.
And don't take candy from strangers.
Marge, they're only human.
What's the point of all these precautions? I've already lost the only thing that matters to me.
Oh, Lisa, stop pining for your saxophone. I got you another instrument.
What is Jug?
Wee! Whoa! Lisa, never, ever stop in the middle of a hoedown. Oh, honey. I didn't realize how much that horn meant to you. Don't worry. Daddy's gonna get it back. I don't know how, but I'll figure out something.
Thank you.
You know, Lisa, music helps Daddy think.
There's something so satisfying. Oh, I know. That jug, like...
I want one.
Yeah. I can't do it, but I actually can't in real life.
Can you not?
I can't make a sound of blowing into a glass bottle. Like,
if you do it, but you can do it with a plastic bottle. Even.
Yeah, can't do it.
You just not.
Maybe I don't have a soul. That's like there's nothing going out. Like,
you have to get your top lip like,
but like
you have to blow down.
Yeah, that's probably what. Because I'm like.
Yeah, that's a standard textbook blow.
Yeah.
You want to be blown down.
I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it, man.
Terry, you blow.
What I do like is his, how he just transforms.
The serious face?
No, it's like, when he's like laughing, like, hee hee, hoo hoo hoo. It's like, oh, as a kid, even I picked up, I love it. Like, but then, like, how angry he gets, like, never ever stop in the middle of a hoedown.
He really doesn't like people stopping in the middle of a hoedown. And as he's thinking, though, like, just like his legs are sort of like, and he's just so serious.
I've had it up there with these damn rickets.
Now, this is quite unprecedented, but Terry, you've got another clip coming right after this one because it was too good not to put in. So we will play it and come back.
Welcome, neighbors. Since the police can't seem to get off their dufferoonies to do something about this burglarino, I think it's time we start our own neighborhood watch. A Rooney.
Yeah!
Now, who should lead the group?
You!
Yeah! Flanders! Flanders! Flanders!
I don't really have very much experience, but I'll be...
Someone else!
Yay! Someone else!
I'm someone else!
He's right!
We don't need a thinker. We need a doer. Someone who'll act without considering the consequences.
Homer!
I'm with you, Homer!
I'll be with you too, matey.
I'm with you, Homer.
You're the man, Homer.
You should do it.
You're the man, man.
I'll join. I'm filled with piss and vinegar. At first, I was just filled with vinegar.
Sorry, Dad. You're too old.
Too old? Why, that just means I have experience. Who chased the Irish out of Springfield Village in '04? Me. That's who.
And a fine job you did, too.
Aw, Dad. You've done a lot of great things. But you're a very old man now, and old people are useless. Aren't they? Aren't they? Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Stop it!
It's a form of abuse.
I laughed out loud big time. This is probably the biggest laugh I got from the whole thing, where Flan is like, well, I don't really have much experience, but someone else.
I was going to bring this
They're
up.
So impatient. Like,
I was going to bring this up later, but I think this is like peak best use of Mo.
Yeah.
Sizzlack. This is what, like, before they started giving Mo his own episodes or whatever, like, he's just that, like, guy in the crowd or whatever. And he comes up a couple of times later on, but, like, that there, where he's just like, someone else.
Yeah.
Like, he's just that, like, rowdy voice in the mob. Like,
and he's so impatient. He just wants to, like, get with the smashing on.
Yeah. I love Homer. He's like, we need a thinker, not a doer. Someone who'll act without considering the consequences.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And then, of course, now I was quite surprised to hear the term "filled with piss and vinegar."
Yeah,
did that happen? Was that in the original?
Yeah, and piss and vinegar is like an old term, like, you know.
Still though,
yeah, piss,
piss. That's a word like
it's a word that you don't hear too often.
I don't hear like I don't really say it at home because
I'm going for the piss.
For whatever reason, like Kerry absolutely like worse than like the C word.
Whoa.
Like the word piss for whatever reason. She's like, oh, I hate that word.
Wow, really?
So now I just say it.
Interesting.
Know. But now I use kid talk anyway because, you know, it's all like, oh, wee wee. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I died on the side of it. But anyway.
What do you think of the Irish? Offended?
No, I'm Irish. I don't get offended.
Yeah, very good. Correct answer.
You know, it's fine. Yeah. You know,
and a fine job you did too.
Standard. Yeah.
But I like the fact that it's like your man is just like sneering when he says it. Like,
yeah,
it's like I'm still here, fucker. Like, you know, a fine job you did, a bit boyo, huh?
My only issue is just that they never get the accent right.
But, yeah,
like that's the only
thing. I'd love for like a Dublin accent to be.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like
Conor McGregor, get him on.
UFC. They'd be pulling any episode. Any episode that he's in would be pulled pretty much immediately. Like,
yeah, they would never dare risk something as controversial as that.
So I mean, is there anything else we want to talk about? The clip is just like
I liked it. It was a good clip.
Love Flanders in it, like just like
I like the fact
Jeff Aroonies.
Yeah. The fact that like this is Flanders like
Rumpus Room.
Yeah. But also then you have Abe. It was just laughing at being tickled, and you can see as he gets more that like, stop.
It's a form of abuse.
Yeah, I like it.
And I like the idea, like because they're setting up stuff for later on, obviously. But it's like old people are useless.
Yeah,
you know, like when you cannot, you've already probably figured out that it's like the oldest guy is the cat burglar.
Yeah,
like.
Of course.
So they are in the Simpson house now. The mob. As they are called.
I love the fact that they've all got shotguns.
Yeah. I'm going to correct you there because some of them have rifles. And that's what I found interesting that, like, say Skinner has a rifle, but it's like Homer had a shot, like, pointing the shotgun in his own face and all. Like.
And they just keep going off. I love that.
But it's a great gag of, like, poof, whoop, me again. Or, you know, like, you know, sorry.
The me again.
And they're in Moe's and they need they've got the secret vigilante handshake, which very cool, I have to say.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
But they now need code names. I'll be Cue Ball, Skinner you can be 8 Ball, Barney you can be 12 Ball, and Moe you can be Cue Ball.
You're an idiot.
And then I love, like, again, we're jumping, you're zipping along here, but it's like you're in Herman's and they're like all looking at the weapons.
Yeah,
he's like, so wedding, huh?
Like, but the thing is, no, we're forming a vigilante group.
Come with me.
I like the fact he's got like a miniature version of an A-bomb in his in the backyard, like.
And like, I love the like beatnik's like radiant, cool, crazy nightmares, Zen, New Jersey, nowhere.
That's what the bomb was for.
Yeah,
to drop on beatniks in the '50s. Yeah.
It's like, how now, brown bureaucrat? But like, because we were talking last week about Springfield and its connection to Doctor Strangelove, did you notice that this is directly from Doctor
Strangelove? I knew it was from a movie. I have never seen the movie.
But you wouldn't like it. It's black and white.
Yeah,
no, it's very funny though.
Is it though, or was it funny?
No, it's well, what?
Anyway. To be fair, no, comedy is different.
Good comedy,
yeah. Laurel like, Hardy's
exactly. Groucho, the Marx Brothers, whatever timeless. But I love that. Take that, Maynard G. Krebs.
And then, actually, you know what, Terry, I'll stop myself.
Ooh,
because we have our next clip.
Jeez,
we will
thick and fast,
and come back.
Okay, men, it's time to clean up this town.
Meaning what exactly?
You know, push people around, make ourselves feel big. Bert, give me that megaphone of yours.
It's not just a megaphone, Dad. It's a Ratmaster 2000.
Never mind the commercials. Just give it to me. I've got to whip this neighborhood into shape.
Move along there.
It's Hammer.
Return to your home that places of businesses.
Hey, you! Where'd you get that saxophone?
Sears.
Get him! No burning leaves without a permit!
I got one.
Too late!
I don't know, the the music.
I know.
Yeah, it's great. Like,
but
is like, it supposed to be MC Hammer though? The music?
I don't know. Maybe they just couldn't get the rights. Yeah. It's him. That's what was hot back then. But I like as well as like, you know, where he's like, they're right up to your man's face. Like, where'd you get that saxophone? Sears?
Get him. And again, I love that. It's like, he's like, no burning leaves without a permit. Your man is just like, yeah.
I like the, like how well he takes it. Like, yeah. Your man straight out, he's like, I got one.
He's like, too late. He has to stop his roof from going on fire. But I don't know. Like, I'm loving. Again, like, I'm really liking that it's just one through line.
Yeah.
And it's just showing it's you all the these. Point. Yeah, there's all these. Focused, yeah, actually. Like, but it is, like I say, it isn't, because it's like quick cuts or whatever, yeah. That, which isn't terrible, but I'm liking that it's all just focused around the main story, yeah. Rather than, like we talked about,
it's all linked to,
like,
one.
Something like last week, remember, like, Bart's story kind of didn't end. There's no loose threads hanging out of this, yeah, at the moment, exactly. Like, you know.
And then we actually got a question on Twitter from a fan of the show, Neil. Thank you for your question. Who was interested to get our take on the best way to swing a bag of doorknobs, which is the scene coming up next.
Seamless, Andy.
SOB's all done.
Yeah.
How would you swing a bag of doorknobs, Terry?
Well, I think there's only one way to swing a bag of doorknobs.
Terry, please. I personally would go for a bit of a over-the-head momentum action and then swing.
The thing is with that, though, okay, it's like swinging a beanbag. You ever swing a beanbag?
Of course I've swung a beanbag. Yeah.
So if you go one-handed,
yeah,
you're not getting full control.
Two hands,
my friend. Because especially if it's...
Over like this.
You can't see it, but Andy is like moving his hands.
Very effeminate swing.
Well, I think two hands are like... Because you're... First of all, you've no chance of doorknobs coming out as well.
True.
Yeah, you know?
True.
You get that like tight control around it, and then it's just like... Yeah!
Would you go on top of the head or would you go side swipe?
Oh, interesting. Depends on the size of my opponent or victim.
Or what they did. I go straight on the top of the crown.
Okay, but say you're like
dead.
Ooh, I almost fell out of my chair there.
Oh, I would love to. Stop
the podcast. All right.
Oh my god.
Thanks for the question, Neil. Anyway,
thanks for nearly killing the co-host.
But I like the idea that it's, again, we're talking about like best use of Mo, like that little punch or that sprinkle on a scene where it's Jimbo, he's graffito tagging, and then he's like, you better have a good reason for doing that, boy. He's
like, makes me feel like a big man.
Hate Jimbo's voice. I just realized it. Like,
I also hate his voice, but that line, I actually use that probably every couple of days.
Do you?
At home, where if it's my reasoning for
it's
something,
like, it makes me left, feel like a big you man. Left the butter out, yeah. Putting it back in the fridge.
You never, you know, blah blah blah. It's like, cause it makes me feel like a big man.
I love that.
Gets
like,
a laugh 0% of the time.
All it takes is one.
I know. I'm waiting for the day.
I like how he has a list and he's like, "Yep, it's on here."
Yeah.
He's like, he wants to join. They said, "Can you swing a sack of doorknobs?" He's like,
"Can I?"
He's like, "You're in. Here's the sack." And then it's Mo. He's like, "But you gotta supply your own knobs."
Just angry. Yeah. So.
And then I don't know. It brings you so much joy to just like cut into like Homer mid sentence at the dinner table.
I know. Yeah. So I said, "Look, buddy, your car was upside down when we got here. And as for your grandma, she shouldn't have mouthed off like that."
What did he do? Like, did he push her over? Like,
shut up.
Yeah. And then Lisa, being, you know, the voice of no fun or reason, I guess. You know, power's going to her head. If you're the police, who will police the police?
I don't know. Coast Guard?
Yeah. Yes, and then they ask, wasn't the point to catch the cat burglar?
Yeah, and Lisa, of course. And they still have my saxophone.
Yeah, again, we hear, the mob is working on getting your saxophone back. Yeah, we've also expanded into other areas. Literacy programs, preserving our beloved covered bridges. World domination.
World domination?
Oh, that must be a typo. Anyway, yeah, it's been a while since we got Homer's little monologue. Yeah, yeah, the girl knows too much.
Yeah.
And I believe we are over to Smartline.
We have plenty of clips this week. Yes, we do, and it's a doozy. Yeah. So we will play it and come back.
Mr. Simpson, how do you respond to the charge that petty vandalism, such as graffiti, is down 80%, while heavy sack beatings are up a shocking 900%?
Oh, people can come up with statistics to prove anything, Kent. 40% of all people know that.
I see. Well, what do you say to the accusation that your group has been causing more crimes than it's been preventing?
Oh, Kent, I'd be lying if I said my men weren't committing crimes.
Touché. Well, it looks like we have our first caller. And I mean ever, because this is not a call-in show. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Kent. Hello, Homer. My arch nemesis.
Yellow.
You do realize who this is?
Marge?
No, Homer, I'm not your wife. Although, I do enjoy her pearls. As a matter of fact, I'm holding them right now. Listen.
Why, you monster! And you have my daughter's saxophone, too!
Homer! Homer! That's our stage manager!
Oh, sorry. I'm a little nervous.
It may interest you to know that for my next crime, I'll be pinching the pride and joy of the Springfield Museum. The world's largest cubic zirconia.
Listen, Mr. Cat Burglar, I vow to go without sleep and guard the Springfield Museum day and night for as long as it takes from now on. Unless you want to taunt me more by giving me an approximate time. We'll be right back.
I get to say that.
I am a big fan of certain two things in particular. One is, I don't know why, where he's like, I'd be lying if I said men were committing crimes. When you have Homer like strangling the stage manager,
that is such a good joke so many reasons, because he's looking down the barrel of the lens and it's like, oh, it's like he is talking to him. He's like, oh, monster, and it's like, that's our stage manager.
He just grabs the first guy, just so blinded with rage.
I actually love, and it's one of the quotes I used to always like put on Facebook, where it was like, oh, people can come up with statistics to prove anything, Kent. 40% of all people know that. Yeah. Love it.
For some reason, I thought, because they must have like Homer and Kent on a couple of times, because I remember the one, I thought it was the bit coming up where he's like, is something... Is
a lumbering dinosaur. That was the union.
Oh, right.
And
right,
it was
right,
like,
right, right.
I've been told not to talk to you anymore. He's like, yeah. Woohoo!
Yeah, anytime you have Homer on TV, it's great.
Yeah. It's like, no, Homer, I'm not your wife. Although I do enjoy her pearls.
Yeah, I know.
As a matter of fact, I'm holding them right now.
I like that. He's like, Sam Neill's got a smooth talking voice.
Yeah,
there.
Absolutely.
Keep the pearls.
Yeah. And he's like, hello, Homer, my arch nemesis. Yeah. He's like, hello. He's like, do you realize who this is? Like, Marge?
Yeah. No, Homer, I'm not your wife. Yeah. This would have been. Same year as Jurassic Park?
Next year. It was the first episode. 94. Actually, this is what I meant to bring up. It was the first episode to air in 94.
Oh.
So.
And Jurassic Park was 94, wasn't it?
93. Yeah, I believe.
I would lose that.
I mean, I can IMDb if you're right now.
No, let's just say 93. Yeah. But fans, please. respond in your droves. Was it 93 or was it 94? We'll leave this one up to the people.
I tell you right now. We're not leaving it up to anybody.
No, no, just pretend it's 94. We don't have Google. Or do we have Google?
Sure. Jurassic. 1990. Sorry, my screen is cracked. Three.
Three. Let me see that.
There you go.
All right. All right, Tony.
You win this round.
Okay.
So, I love as well where it's like Homer, how his voice turns like, we'll be right back.
Yeah.
And they're at, we actually, you know, skipped over the main thing that he's going to rob the cubic zirconia, the world's largest.
Is the joke there that the cubic zirconia is not a
diamond? Yeah, it's worthless. Yeah, type thing,
so,
you know?
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. But he's basically, Grandpa shows up at the museum. Homer says he's going to guard it day and night. Grandpa shows up saying he's going to help you catch that plug ugly egg.
Plug ugly egg. And the racist tells him not to steal anything.
That
immediately
joke.
He steals something. We're on a break.
You get this reference with Homer and Skinner?
No. I know it was from something.
Any sound of the burglar yet?
Hold on, I've lost I've lost my place. Hold on. Nowhere. Where is it? Oh, forget it.
Here's show.
You just do it.
How's that? It's a job. How's that? He's a burglar. Dun, 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 dun.
In at the end.
It's from it's from a little show called Dragnet, which also featured heavily at the end of Marriage on the Lamb.
Oh,
that,
yes,
that whole
actually,
thing at the end, like
it's been the never ends.
Oh no, well that's also in yeah, good one, yeah, yeah. Hey, boy, Joe, you sure haven't been the same since your son went crazy and shot all those people.
All right.
Yeah. But yes, also, I thought you might know it from the Dan Aykroyd, Tom Hanks version of that movie in the 80s. Buddy cop comedy. A very Dragnet.
Dragnet?
Yeah.
Oh, gotta watch that.
That's okay.
Nah, still.
Yeah, Tom Hanks,
Dan Aykroyd,
yeah.
80s.
Yeah.
Is set in New York, by any chance?
It's set in a city, I can't remember.
Okay.
I like, well, Homer is like monologuing to himself. He's like, you'd like to get in here, wouldn't you? There's just one little problem. 36 years ago, some lady gave birth to a man named Homer Simp. Oh my god, underage kids drinking without a permit.
The one thing I took from that was Homer's 36.
That was what I always took from it. Was that, like, he was 36.
I always thought he was 38.
Well, no, you're not wrong there, because in future seasons, say the Thomas Edison episode, he is 38.
Yeah.
So
what's going on there? Has he aged?
He's aged, but his kids haven't aged, apparently.
I'm sure somebody got fired for that one. I'm going to stick it on a t-shirt.
Put it in h.com soon enough. The t-shirt store. So I love this, how when Homer runs off to bust the kids, the cat burglar arrives, and then it cuts to Homer, like the kids are like chug chug chug. And then again, another thing, we didn't really talk about it, when the newspaper like flies in like like,
did you happen to get what one of the subheadings was?
Man marries woman in ceremony.
Yeah,
it's great. Like, yeah. I love Homer's reaction to him being asleep at the switch. I wasn't asleep at the switch. I was drunk.
I was drunk.
And he goes outside. He still has a job. This is the other thing, actually, I was thinking about the episode. It was like, he's just like appointed himself like leader of this thing. And it's like, it's like, I still have a job today. We're like, where are the police? Like,
I know. They're literally doing nothing.
And then he goes outside and he just like is getting pelted with food. He's like, go home.
And then Jimbo, you let me down, man. Now I don't believe in nothing no more. I'm going to law school.
I love how Homer he's like lying there with his legs akimbo and his arms at his side. Yeah. And then, like, you know, Lisa is like, maybe this will cheer you up. Like, no, it doesn't work anymore.
I didn't say stop.
Yeah. And so they're all basically like, I had no idea how much he loved the town, loved the Zirconia. And you hear like Grandpa coming through again, like,
he is also pelted, but it turns out he fell down at the Big Boy,
which I assume is some sort of fast food
chain
restaurant,
I would imagine. And then straight away I know who the cat burglar is. This one of those lines as well, where first of all he's talking about like, well, and then like they're just walking away. He's like, wait, come back. But when he's talking about like how he knew it was Malloy, he's like,
let me guess what your favorite line is.
You already know.
One of my frequent trips to the ground.
No, actually.
Oh, sneakers for sneaking.
Yes, yes, for sneaking.
I actually think the fact that he has frequent trips to the ground is a funnier line.
Plus as well, where he's talking about, he's like, I couldn't put my finger on it. There was something strange about the way he walked. Much more vertical than usual.
Yeah.
Abe's voice sounded a bit weird in this whole monologue.
I like it, like, much more vertical than usual.
Yeah.
And it's like, I like when he's like, and finally, Malloy, unlike most retired people, has the world's largest cubic zirconia on his coffee table. And when he says, I could kiss you, he's like, oh, kiss me right here. It's the only part that still has feeling.
Yeah.
Did you see the face that he makes after?
Yeah.
He did, like, he actually has feeling. Yeah. Yeah. Like, oh. And they go outside.
I love how, I mean, like, yeah, so Homer wins them all back. He says, I know where they are, to the retirement home.
Yeah.
And then it's right there on the desk. And then, like, what I find weird is that, like, you know, how charming he is, where he's like, Homer, old chap, well yeah. done. If anyone was going to catch me, I'm glad it was you. And then, like, he's talking all about, he's like, and I'd be happy to return all of your treasured possessions. And everyone's like, aw.
And what is it? He says, like, I sincerely regret any inconvenience I may have caused. And although I have stolen your material goods, let me assure you that your dear town has stolen my heart. It's like, oh, he's so charming. Let's let him go.
Yeah, oh, sorry, folks. Gee, I really hate to spoil this little loving, but Mr. Malloy broke the law. And when you break the law, you go to jail.
That reminds me. Here's your monthly kickback.
You just couldn't have picked the worst time.
Well, I want to, because we kind of skipped over it, but when they get to the like his bedroom, it's like, there she is, the world's largest cubic zirconia. It's like, what an eyesore. It's like, Mo again. And then when he's like talking about, like, grandpa is like having his moment, and he's like, old people aren't so useless after all. Malloy's older and he outsmarted the lot of you. Yeah. I'm even older and I outsmarted him. And you can see in the background, Mo has like a real annoyed face, and he's like, shut up.
He just looks like, shut up.
Yeah.
Mo is brilliant.
Yeah. And then Homer has a great little song. I got the cat burglar, I got the cat burglar. That means you are a cat burglar.
I suppose you're wondering where I hid the millions of dollars I stole over the years.
Shut up. Wait a minute, maybe we should hear him out.
And the fact that, like, okay, first of all, he says it's buried right here in Springfield under a big T. Like, no kidding. And the fact that, like, this always bugged me as a kid, that, like, they run out, and instead of just between themselves, let me through. Yeah. We gotta find a big T. There's millions of dollars buried under a big T.
But it's really in keeping with Homer's character,
yeah.
because of course he would do that.
Like, the whole town.
He just can't, like, keep it in. He's a loudmouth. Like, but I love, like, how the animation of, like, I'm going to my home to sleep now. It's like, yeah. I'm also going to my home, and like they're just like all like backing out like cardboard cutouts almost. And then they go back, it's like, we need more information. It's like, very well, it's buried at 4723 Maple Valley Road. You take Highway 201 south for 15 minutes, you take a left.
a left.
Now, did you notice what this descends into, what this reference is?
No.
It's a little movie called It's a Mad, Mad, Mad World, starring Mickey Rooney. You might know it
Jiminy
better.
Jellicles.
You might know it better as the 2000 era movie flop, I will say, Rat Race, starring Rowan Atkinson.
Is that what that was based on?
That's like, a loose...
It's a remake.
Yeah.
Ooh. Maybe I should
it's a mad, mad, mad world. Is like
Rat Race.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Oh my god!
Like, that's what the whole thing at the end is, when they're all like, it's a race to get money or whatever like that. Like, so the bit at the end where like it's the music from it and all, but like when Bart and your man, who is Sergeant Bilko, he's like, "You kid, you're dumb in this room with Shadow. I'm gonna get you."
I like
it. Mickey Rooney can actually be seen in the background when they're digging at the end. Yeah,
oh, interesting.
I like, going back to Kent as well.
Yeah, what was it? Would you, he's like, without knowing precisely what the danger is, would you say it's time for our viewers to crack each other's heads open and feast on the goo inside?
Yes, I would, Kent.
I love the different means of transportation that everyone has as well.
Well, like, that, again,
Homer and Marge have the
like, sidecar.
Sidecar, like, Barney's in a plane with Paddy and Selma.
Yeah, that's like, from the movie, like, yeah. And, like, I love that animation, like, the bit where, like, Homer and Marge, like, spin around the corner, like, and I will say, like, I love how this is the ending, like, how they've gotten to this point.
Yeah.
But, like, it doesn't, again, it doesn't seem forced, or it doesn't seem, like...
It seems organic.
...stupid or anything like that. It just feels right, like, you know, like... And
I agree.
It's like they get there and they're digging or whatever like that, like, and then like Homer is like, it's just a piece of paper. He's like, frightfully sorry, but there is no hidden treasure. I've already used this time to escape from your jail. Fondest wishes. Oh, I can't make out the signature.
And then like they're still keep digging, like, keep digging, we're bound to find something. Yeah. Like, he is the most charming cat burglar.
Did you notice who was left in the hole at the very end?
Wiggum?
Yeah.
Homer. Marge?
Yeah.
Is it Otto?
Quimby. Otto was there as well. Yeah, I think Patty and Selma were also in there. Like, yeah, it's a real like hodgepodge.
The ones who were so determined or desperate.
Yeah. How are we gonna get out of here?
Well, dig our way up.
Like, now, dig up, stupid. And that's how it ends. And I gotta say, I am excited to get into ratings. I got a lot to talk about.
I got a lot of problems with you, Peter. Well, shall we go right into ratings?
Please.
Terry?
It's all positive on this side of the desk, let me tell you. Huge fan of this episode, have been for years, and it really held up. A big smile on my face for a majority of it, just thinking, that's good, that's so good. Oh, yeah. You know, like, and it just didn't feel like, I've talked about it during the episode, but like, it didn't feel like loose or scraggly or whatever. I know it kind of jumps around and it's kind of
one solid story,
but and it's kind of in between that story, it's kind of like sketches, I guess. Yeah, in between
they use their one-off characters or not,
they use their bench very well this week. Like everybody gets a little sprinkling in there. Like, you know, or the only one that doesn't actually, and who would be the only one that isn't affected by it, would be Burnsy.
True, actually,
you know, he would be the only one.
Makes sense to not have him in it, I suppose.
But I thought it was Sam Neill, great again. Another like great sort of guest star.
Yeah,
seamlessly suited the character so really perfectly. Did, like, you know.
Well, let me ask you, if I may, who would your MVP be from this?
MVP. I'm gonna go Mo.
Oh,
because I just was such a fan of him. It was a toss up between Mo or Wiggum, to be honest. Yeah, like, you know. But I'm gonna go Mo.
And Terry, if I may, unless you have more to add, can I get your rating, please?
My rating is a 8.7.
Oh, doggy. Okay.
What about you, Andy?
Well, I enjoyed the episode.
Don't like where this is going.
You know what? See, like, oh, this is so subjective because, like, I might just not have been in the right frame of mind while watching it. I was watching it at work here.
Ugh.
Which I watch them all sometimes. I'm having a good
lunch?
Day on my lunch. Yeah. Sometimes I'm having a good day. You know, and other times I might be stressed about something, so I don't know if that plays into it. Well, I wasn't particularly stressed when watching this one. I enjoyed it, but I didn't, you know, it wouldn't be in my top. But very fond of it. Love Sam Neill. Love the whole, I love anything where like the town is against something, you know, that sort of thing.
That sort of, like with the monorail or something, where the whole town is swept up in this sort of some fever.
So I would give my MVP to Wiggum.
He was great.
And my
jugular.
My rating is a 7.4.
What?
7.4. That's a B.
Ugh.
Look, this is why people.
So, where does that put that on your list for the year?
It is.
Like, I think you need to think about what your.
I can't go back now. All right, 7.8. All right, you've talked me up to a 7.8.
It deserves it. It deserves it.
Everyone knows.
It deserves it.
Right, 7.8 is fair. Only because I was looking back at the ones that I've given.
Yeah, from the words that you've said, it's like it's like you're writing a really good review, so, and then it's like, see
in
my
conclusions, I'm giving a 4.2.
It's like, I thought you liked this episode. I did. Oh, wait, sorry.
So that's what I would give a 7.8, we'll say, is fair.
Shall we get our plugs in?
Please. Where can they find us, Terry?
Firstly, if you're on the old Facebook, you can find us at Put It in H, a Die Hard Simpsons podcast. There'll be clips and pics and all sorts of stuff. You can find all our episode links there as well.
Yes, sir.
Where else can they find us online, Andy?
Twitter, at Put It in H podcast. You will also find said things on Twitter with news and I don't know why my voice is so high.
You can email us at putitinhpod@gmail.com.
You can find us everywhere, basically. iTunes, yeah. Android, anywhere.
Stitcher, just SoundCloud.
Stick in all Put It in H podcast and we'll be there.
Yes.
Waiting for you.
You can also, if you care to, donate to the show.
Now, this is very important. Listen very careful.
You can find us at paypal.me/putitinhpod.
Terry, what's the total amount in the...
We're still sitting on a big fat goose egg.
You people, you know something.
Andy, please.
You people, we take time out of our busy schedules to come in here. You know we got somewhere to be right now. You know we got somewhere to be right now. This is inconvenient, but we're doing it because we... You know what?
Andy, please.
I jest, of course. Yes. I kid because I love you.
Yes.
But the next episode...
What have we got?
In the season 5 season is Bart Gets Famous, episode 12.
Ooh.
Also written by John Swartzwelder. Oh boy, I'm on fire today.
You know what else? I'll leave you there and say... Wuzzle wuzzle?
Wuzzle wuzzle.
I'm not so sure about that.
We'll see.